This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Big thanks again to Tim Peel, former NHL referee, joining us there, helping us break it down between the four nations face-off between USA and Canada. Charlie, one of our texters, 8942, saying, for me, this is better than the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. That's patriotic. I love it.
Yeah, and you know what? We kind of talked a little bit about if there was a team to come to New Orleans, could it possibly be housed inside the Smoothie King Center? I know they had ice capabilities in the past when the Brass were here, but that was ancient, you know, times ago, and I just don't know if that equipment is still functional and able to support a rink in the Smoothie King.
Right. You know, I was in Dallas last April, and I got to see the Stars play the Edmonton Oilers in the Western Conference Finals. It was like game two that I went to go see. One of the coolest sporting events I've ever been to in my life, by the way. It was awesome.
Right. When you hear talk about electric energy, I'm sure that was like for the playoff game.
It was hosted in the American Airlines Center, which is also the home of the Dallas Mavericks.
Right.
It's not out of the question to have an NBA and an NHL franchise in the same city. I think, you know, Madison Square Garden does it too, right? With the Knicks and the Rangers.
Absolutely. And the New Jersey Devils used to do it with the Nets when they were in town.
But you probably need an updated arena to do it.
For sure.
Like a state-of-the-art upgrades. Yeah, state-of-the-art arena to be able to host both an NBA and an NHL franchise.
Well, I know they've been wanting to either get a new arena for the Pelicans or at least update the Smoothie King. And if you get an NHL team, that's the perfect time, obviously.
The American Airlines Center was really cool. And I will say this. It had what's his name? The legendary Stars player. He has the most goals
scored.
McDonough, thank you. And they had a statue of him out front and a statue of Dirk Nowitzki out front as well. And it was really cool to see two legendary kind of players memorialized right out front of basically their home where they played.
I know a lot of question is, can New Orleans support a hockey team? Is there interest here? And I think we talked about it even with Tim Peel, the fact that if you have a winner, people will come.
Absolutely. I mean, people question hockey in the desert with Vegas. And as Tim had mentioned, people question hockey in Florida with Tampa Bay and Florida.
Exactly. Oh, man, and I got to go to a Tampa Bay Lightning game going when I was on the sideline doing Tampa Bay, when the Saints played Tampa Bay. Atmosphere there is out of control. They actually have lightning that goes, you know, I guess you'd say that like static electricity, the lightning produced in the ceilings when the goals scored, and the place was packed.
Yeah, I would love to have an NHL team here. Now, you know, there are other cities that might be above them in the pecking order, but the fact that New Orleans has been mentioned is just exciting, Steve.
Fingers crossed on that one. I know there's been a lot of naysayers, but would love to see the puck drop in New Orleans. Going to check in on our Oakwin Hard Jewelers talk and text line. Sam and Gretna, you want to talk about some Saints and Pelicans. What you got for us today, Sam? How's it going?
Hey, Steve. Hey, Charlie. It's going. Following up on the Pels, I'm glad y'all brought up about 1-3, they'd have the exact same odds, and they changed that a while back after what Philly did.
Right.
So if we get, like, in the bottom four, because I hate the concept of tanking, regardless of draft choices, you know, losing builds a losing mentality.
Agree with you.
You know, and if anything, with the season, like, obviously gone, you'll see who is really going to play. You know, it's like the season's over, we're going nowhere. But yet you'll see, and that's why I'm kind of disappointed that they set off Devontae Green, because he reminded me so much of Najee Marshall.
Right.
You know, the hustle, the sixth man, defense, you know, scrappiness. So I'm disappointed that we sent him on out, you know, but, you know, the season shot already. Before y'all brought up the Pelicans and the draft picks and so forth, bringing up about the Saints, I'm very pleased with the hire so far. If you figure Kellen Moore was offensive coordinator, Nussbaum was his quarterback coach, so they're each graduating one level in parallel.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
And then keeping Phil Galliano, there was, like y'all pointed out the other day, there was no drop-off at all when Darren Rizzi elevated the head coach.
Yeah, for
and
the special
teams
coordinator.
So you're keeping the continuity of that group. Because really, who performed the best, special teams, defense, or offense?
Special teams.
That's an easy question,
right, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm wondering, I was trying to think of this guy's name. He was defensive backs coach. He came out of Seattle. He was a player and an assistant during the Legion of Boom era. His first name was Chris, and I got to think his last name was Broussard, like Chris Broussard on radio. Do you remember that guy's name and where he's coaching at?
Chris Broussard. Let's see, Steve.
I might have his last name incorrect.
Yeah, Chris Broussard to me is an NBA analyst that I think of right off the bat.
Yeah. But we had, you know, during the Peyton era, I can't remember if it was Dennis Allen, defensive coordinator, or one of the other guys.
Chris Richard?
That's it, yeah. That's Chris Richard.
Chris Richard, yeah. Where's he coaching at?
I don't think he is anywhere
Chris Richard,
right now. Is he, Charlie?
I'm looking it up.
Okay.
I'm not exactly sure.
Yeah, and he definitely spent some time with the Saints. I think it was the 21-22 season he was here. And I know who, the spelling of it, you think it's Chris Richard.
So the 2024 season, Chris, Sam, he spent with the Jacksonville Jaguars as their DB coach.
Okay. Yeah, because I was also looking up Ryan Nielsen, and he's with Jacksonville.
Yes.
But you had positive and negatives about him as far as, like, getting player buy-in, and this is third-hand information, all the talking experts, and it was kind of like he was so rigid and not getting feedback from players. And it almost sounds like opposite of how Kellen Moore does things. So he might be too rigid in his thinking, but he's at Jackson. No, the Bills hired him away from Jacksonville. So he's an assistant with the Bills, Ryan Nielsen. So I'm just thinking about possible defensive assistants. But so far, so good on the offensive. Now, a lot of Brandon Staley's negatives was from that bad season at San Diego, but he had lost Justin Herbert most of the year. And we see firsthand what happens when you lose your quarterback.
Right.
So besides that, what is his track record as a coordinator or defensive coach? Because I'm kind of like giving him a pass on the head coach. You know, 3 years, you can't tell what you're doing. So what's his record as far as being a defensive coordinator or a defensive coach? That's what I would look at.
Mike Silver from The Athletic joined us during Radio Row, Sam, and he had a great point about Brandon Staley. Brandon Staley was kind of the rare case of being a one-year DC and then becoming a head coach, and it's because that 1 year with the Rams was so impressive. He was the Rams defensive coordinator in 2020 when the Rams had the best defense in the entire NFL. And then he makes that leap to head coaching. He goes to, you know, Los Angeles. He becomes the head coach of the Chargers. It's kind of the scenario that it was with Dennis Allen. You know what I mean? Like how we always talk about DA is going to be now the defensive coordinator for the Chicago Bears, and we all expect that the Bears defense is going to be awesome under DA's leadership.
He could focus on his specialty.
He didn't work as a head coach, but he's still a good DC.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that's kind of – I'm not putting Staley's failures as a head coach with the Chargers, I'm not really putting that against him because he's not coming here to be the head coach, if you understand what I'm saying. So he's coming here to potentially be the DC. That's not confirmed yet. He's the lead candidate. But that 1 year that he spent in Los Angeles with the Rams as their defensive coordinator, once again, they had the best defense in all of football. Now, having a guy in the middle like Aaron Donald
I was going to say the exact same thing, right?
Right. First ballot Hall of Famer and Aaron Donald right there and smack dab in the middle of your 3-4 defense definitely helps. But I would 100% be willing to give Brandon Staley a chance as DC. I think it would be a really fun hire. you just kind of have to change your defensive philosophy because you've had DA's defense in here for so long. So you have to get some new players in the house to kind of fit what Brandon Staley wants to do.
I'm going
to
trust Kellen Moore's judgment on this for sure. He obviously wants to have great success in his new home here in New Orleans. And, you know, we're talking about who could possibly be on the Saints defensive coaching staff. You got to get that DC first. And I think not saying that whoever it is going to have, you know, free reign to hire whatever, but I'm sure have a lot of input in who he wants on the defensive staff for the Saints. And that's why we've seen all these offensive assistants getting hired under the main offensive coordinator in Kellen Moore.
Yeah, exactly. He's the play caller. And to your point, Sam, as well, they've been attached to the hip. Him and Doug Nussmeier.
Right.
Every step of the way. Literally every step of the way that Kellen Moore has been a coach in the NFL. Starting in 2018, he was the quarterback coach of the Dallas Cowboys. He went straight from being a player to being a QB coach. And his co-worker, the tight ends coach, was Doug Nussmeier. Doug Nussmeier was the tight ends coach again in 2019. That was Kellen Moore's first year as OC. And then after that, Kellen Moore transitioned Doug Nussmeier to quarterback's coach. And he was the QB coach of the Cowboys from 2020 through 2022. In 2023, when Kellen Moore left Dallas to go to LA and work under Brandon Staley.
Who went with him?
Yeah, exactly. He was the QB coach of the Chargers that year. And to your point as well, Sam, yes, the injuries, you know, Justin Herbert was not healthy that season. They went 5-12. That's how they ended up with the number 5 overall pick and got Joe Alt. You know, that's a whole other rabbit hole to jump down. But that staff was completely cleaned out after that year with Brandon Staley when he was fired. So Kellen Moore makes the jump to Philadelphia, and he's the OC there. Guess who follows him? Doug Nussmeier. When we were talking with Renee Nadeau in the very first segment of the show, Steve, he made a great point that it's been like a vital relationship with these two guys. They know each other. They know what they love to do. And they've been there together every step of the way that Kellen Moore's been a coach at the NFL level.
I want my head coach to be nice and comfortable, and so I don't mind the hire one bit.
Kellen Moore gets the head coaching promotion. Doug Nussmeier gets his OC promotion.
Right.
It just makes all the sense in the
world.
And
the Nuss bus. We get two Nussmeiers in Louisiana now.
Yeah.
It's a pretty cool story.
Let the speculation begin about Garrett Nussmeier's future in the NFL level.
Yeah, exactly. Right.